It's Rise FM mid-morning. Thank you so very much for choosing us. We are joined by Usive Tabete, who's a qualified environmental health practitioner. Sive, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I think first, before we get into the genetically modified foods and so on, and if it's safe for us, what does it mean to be an environmental health practitioner?
Okay, thank you so much, my sister and our listeners. Okay, I'm Sive Tabete. I'm an environmental health practitioner. It means that I'm a scientist who's concerned about the safety of the environment and whatsoever biodiversity that is occupied in that particular environment.
Yeah. Talking about genetically modified food, what is the difference compared to traditional crops in terms of nutritional value?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, my sister. When it comes to genetically modified foods, what has happened is that the genetical makeup of that particular organism or that particular food has been altered or has been modified and changed to a certain trait. So when we look at our traditional food versus the food that has been genetically modified, actually there's a bigger difference, because if you can look at the oranges from our trees at home and the ones that are being farmed commercially, you will see the greater difference there. Because if I can say to the listeners, maybe if they can at home, if they can buy an orange and get the orange from our trees, those old trees from home, if you can squeeze the juice, you will see the quantity of the juice from that old tree versus the one that we have now. When you peel an orange, I just wanted to make an example with an orange.
Yes.
When you peel an orange, just take a look on the segments inside that orange. The one whereby we have raised it from home, sometimes we don't even put the fertilizer. It's just a home tree versus this one that has been grown commercially. You're going to see how the segments of that particular orange, a lot has been altered, as well as the taste. The one that is from our rural homesteads versus this one, is the watery content, the juice,
the taste
is not the same.
Which is better?
It's a pity that some people, they haven't tasted those old, those oranges from those old trees.
Yes.
We had those old trees. Like, I also wanted to make an example with the sweet potato.
Yeah.
The sweet potato that my grandmother used to farm versus the sweet potato. You can just make the comparison. It's not the same. The starch content. So a lot has been altered on the food items, and a lot of people, because you see, we are in these centuries whereby we haven't been exposed to the old food versus the food that we are eating now.
So how do I know I'm eating the real deal, that I'm eating the right thing? How do I know? I'm actually now quite interested in knowing if I've been eating the right thing my whole life.
Okay.
Because you might not know.
Okay, to be honest with you, maybe someone might ask, why this GMO? Why are they genetically modifying these particular crops?
Yeah.
What is it exactly that they are trying to achieve? And then all I can say is, as environmental health practitioners, what we are doing is intertwined with what Department of Agriculture is doing. Because these GMOs, they are being regulated, remember? And as environmental health practitioners, we are there to regulate, because there are some certain regulations that we must follow. We must make sure that when we do inspections in the different facilities, we must make sure that on the label, it must be labeled that this product has been manufactured from a genetically modified item.
So they are labeled now?
That must be labeled.
Are they labeled though?
They must be.
Are they labeled?
They are. They are labeled.
So if I were to go to a shop right now and really just check behind what I'm buying, I would see, or it would say, that it is genetically modified, if it is.
If it is.
Yes.
Yes. And us as health inspectors, our job is to ensure that there is proper labeling. Yes, it's a proper label.
Yeah. Sive, are there any health risks with genetically modified foods if we are consuming this over a long period of time?
Look, there are some researches that are ongoing currently, actually. There are studies that are being made so far whereby they are checking if will these GMOs in the long run create some allergic reactions, or will these GMO maybe in the long run become carcinogenic? Will they cause cancer? So there are currently researches.
Okay.
Yes.
Have there been any cases?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. But they are busy with investigations and researches to check as to what is it that is really going to have happen, because it's quite a number of things that are being that are happening in the field actually, like on the plants, both plants and animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. How do food technologists ensure that genetically modified foods are safe for human consumption?
Okay, thank you so much for that question. Actually, food technologists, they are scientists who are lab-based and they're dealing with researches and then product development and all that.
Okay.
So what happens is, from the laboratories, food technologists must ensure that whatsoever is being produced, and then there must be a proper follow-up on the regulation that regulates GMOs. Because there is a Regulation Act of 1997 that regulates the lab analysis, and then it regulates the researches and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It must be researched and it must be regulated, and some certain ethics must be followed. So food technologists will be there on the lab to make sure that everything is analyzed and everything is according to the legislative framework. Nothing must deviate from the legislation.
Why GMO? Why are they doing it? I mean, if you are saying that the food bokokwethu would eat was so much better, why GMO? Why is there genetically modified food?
Okay. First of all, when it comes to the genetic modification, the whole point why it started is the population. Look at the population, what's happening. And look at our chicken that we're eating, our old hard-body chicken, we call it kwere kwere. How long does it take to mature versus, let's say, Mbombela? Imagine if you have to, we are a farmer, and then you have to feed the whole of Mbombela, you have to supply the chicken. And look at, because when it comes to the genetic modification, there are certain traits that are being taken from one species to another species,
right,
whereby maybe look at the weather, the temperatures are rising. Then when it comes to GMO, they are looking at these drought resistant crops,
okay,
whereby we can have a crop here, maybe soybeans. We can have it here whereby they say it's hot, but it can thrive because it has been genetically modified.
Right.
And then coming to the yield as well, looking at our maize, it was not yielding that much, but per hectare, when it's been genetically modified, the crops you'll find that they are yielding more than what we're having before when we're still having our food with bokokwethu.
So before I let you go, you would say that genetically modified foods is a good thing?
Yeah, genetically modified food is a good thing.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. It's been wonderful to chat to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thanks to the listeners at home. I hope they've learned something.
Absolutely, we did. We did. It's Sive Tabete. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. We loved the conversation. It's Rise of Fame.